Fire Dogs.
Wow.
Andy Irons. Fire Irons.
Yeah. And basically to keep the wood up, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. But that's a fake, you know, thing in there now.
Mm-hmm. If you were building a real fire, how would you go about it?
Well, let's see. You mean inside a fireplace?
Yeah.
Well, I make sure everything was clear up to the top, you know, wasn't no mess and nothing to block it out. And those things on the side, those damper blowers or whatever you call them now, you know, blowers, make sure that they were working, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, have it cleaned out and everything, and then put the proper whatever you use, wood or newspaper, you know, rolled newspaper, I seen some.
Yeah.
You know, use that. And then, you know, set the match to it and let it go.
Mm-hmm. What would you call if you ever broke up splinters of wood to make a fire with? What would you call
splints?
Yeah, yeah. And would you ever get a big log and put it in the back to throw fire out, or could you?
I wouldn't put no large log in the back. I mean, what would the purpose of that be? You know. I mean, from my knowledge of fireplaces, which is no, you know. Yeah. But I mean, just basic judgment. I mean, why put a big log in the back, you know, to throw fire out, like you say now? Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't add up to be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like, basically the small logs would do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it burns out or run out, you can just pitch a couple more on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it burn.
Yeah. After, say, the fire had burned, what would you call the white stuff that would form in the bottom?
Ashes.
And what would you call the stuff that might be kind of gooey and get on your fingers?
Soot.
And what would you call this here over here?
These utensils over here, those tools?
Yeah.
All right, you got your shovel, then you got your brush. Mm-hmm. Which I would say use to clean up your mess, you know, your ashes, okay?
Yeah.
Then you got a poker
mm-hmm.
over there, it's behind that. And then you got that prongs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say use the pick up to stir around
mm-hmm.
your wood or your coals or whatever you use there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got your stand with it's, you know, with its own. Yeah.
What would you call this here that we're sitting in?
Well, it depends on the mood, you know, like now it's a sofa.
Yeah, yeah.
Later on it may be a couch, you
yeah.
know. I'd say a sofa for right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, someone asked me, where is so-and-so? I say, he's on the couch, you know.
Yeah.
He's on the sofa.
Mm-hmm. Would there be any difference when you might use couch or sofa?
It's basically the same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Would you ever call it a settee or a Chesterfield or lounge?
Well, now, a settee, I would imagine a settee would be smaller than this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a little
bit. You know?
Bit. Yeah.
A settee, I mean, you know. And, say a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to, you know, a lounge wouldn't necessarily be like this, you know. I'd say a lounge would be more of a different style, you know, because basically for a lounging area,
yeah.
you know, it wouldn't have a soft back like this, maybe it would have, you know, be in a different style, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing you said? Settee lounge?
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield.
I've never used that or heard
of it. I never heard of Chesterfield. I couldn't tell you that.
Mm-hmm. What about,